This is the Live Life Happy podcast with Andrea Seidel, and it's episode number 127. Welcome to the Live Life Happy podcast with Andrea Seidel. We're all about highlighting self-help, positive psychology, and books on well-being. We share the content and actionable advice so you can make normal life extraordinary. We are a community of lifelong learners, high achievers, and busy people. Get ready for your download so you can live life happy. I'm your host and addicted to reading, Andrea Seidel. Hey there, Andrea here. I'm so excited because I have such an amazing guest on the show today, and he is the author of Your Mid-Career GPS, Four Steps to Figuring Out What's Next. John Norell is on the show, and I'm so excited, and I just wanted to make sure that I said his name right because apparently I was saying it the Canadian way. So anyway, I so am thrilled to introduce you to John because he is such a wonderful person. He is also a wonderful influencer in terms of anything to do with career. And John has taken people who feel stuck in their career or feel unsatisfied, and he helps you create that GPS or, you know, that guidance system so you can figure out what might be next, whether that's being in the job that you're in and loving it or, you know, figuring out something new. So welcome to the show, John. I'm so thrilled to have you here.
Andrea, thank you so much. It is good to be back with you, and I can't thank you enough for all of your help in getting Your Mid-Career GPS out there. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh my gosh. Well, books change lives, as I always say. And this one is a really great, wonderful tool, especially for all those people that maybe even through COVID and things going on in the world right now, that they might be pivoting. They might be trying to figure something out, you know. So let's back up a little bit. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself in case they haven't heard the last episode with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks. So I help mid-career professionals prepare, position, and promote who they are and what they do so they can show up to find a job they love or love the job they have. And what I've known is that my career path is messy. My friends' career paths are messy. In fact, everyone's career path gets a little messy. And so having this idea about putting together a GPS for us to figure out what's next and get to whatever that next professional chapter is has been such a big theme for me in my life and in my practice and in helping the clients I do. I started out as a middle school mathematics teacher. And I thought, well, I've got my job. I'm going to be there. And then I had that mid-career moment where I realized I didn't want to do this anymore. And it set up this wave of both professional as well as personal changes that happened to help me navigate toward that next job, that next advancement opportunity, that pivot, that stretch, and all of those things. So to be at this point right now where the book is out there and it's out there to really help people get rid of a lot of the overwhelm, that's a big thing that I get to do in my coaching practice with the people I get to work with, right? But I'll use the old adage, right? So all work and no play makes Johnny a dull boy. So, right? So in addition to all of the work-related stuff, I will tell you that I am happily married. My husband, Richard, and I just celebrated 13 years of knowing each other. We'll be married 5 years in November. Yay. We are the proud parents of a 20-plus pound rescue cat named Amy Farrah Meowler because we're huge fans of the Big Bang Theory. And no pun intended, but in my spare time, I'm also a professional bowler and still actively competing out on the PBA regional tour. So it's there's a lot of different parts and facets, and I'm just really, really blessed to be here with you today.
Oh my gosh, John, well, so many things come up. First of all, I've had the pleasure of getting to know you over our 90-day Write Your Book program. And it has been such a pleasure. And you have so much, you know, just so much spunk about you and dynamism and everything. So it's been a pleasure. But I love how you put it when it comes to this idea of messiness. Some people think, you know, we go to high school, we go to, you know, maybe college or university, and we figure, okay, then we're moving into a career. Or maybe we have this vision, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a teacher. But you know what? Sometimes it changes. I remember even saying to my mom, like, what am I going to do with my life? And my mom's like, well, you know what? The problem is you're good at a lot of things, Andrea. She said that to make me feel better, but I really didn't have a direction. So I actually let passion be my magnet. And I kind of just kept doing things that I was excited about. And that's my career definitely also was very messy. Like it's my career, even now, nobody would even think that it's a career, like helping people write books and publish them and, you know, all that kind of thing. So I love how you humanize that, because sometimes we might feel a little bit discouraged where we feel like, oh my gosh, my career path is not traditional, or I'm really not loving where I am now. Or maybe one day they wake up to the fact where they've done all this education and training, and then suddenly they're like, I'm not happy. I'm not enjoying this, and they want to pivot or change. So I love this idea of admitting the humanness of it and how it can be a messy path. And kudos to you to help people go through that sometimes messiness or that overwhelm. And so can we talk a little bit about that? Like, you know, so
yes.
Let's talk about that. Like as a coach, a career coach, how do you help someone that comes to you in that situation?
There's a lot of pressure that is placed on all of us very, very early on, be it by our parents, our families, our friends, that at some point in time in our teenage years, we're expected to have everything all figured out. That when you go to college, if you decide to go to college, that you're going to declare a major, and that major is going to be what you're going to study, and then that becomes what you're going to do for the next 40 plus years of your career, unless you hit the Powerball and then maybe things change, right? Nice problem to have, I guess, if that were to happen. But there's all of this pressure that's put on us. And so then what happens? Right? If you don't have it all figured out when you're 13, 14, 15, 16, because and even when we're younger, we get asked those questions, what do you want to be when you grow up? And so that freedom to explore and open up that dialogue is one of the ways that I bring my clients back. And I give them permission to consider, get really curious, explore, even fantasize a little bit about what would they want to do, but to do it from a place of where they are valuable because of their skill set, and how can they serve? Who are they going to serve in terms of the work that they're doing for that company or that organization? Where do they make their greatest impact? And to take all of that pressure and overwhelm from them to just freely explore is one of the first exercises we do when we take a look at their attitudes by using a tool called the Energy Leadership Index, by looking at their strengths, by using a tool known as the Gallup Strengths Finders Assessment, and looking at all of those things to say, okay, here's what I like, here's what I don't like. Now let's start building the GPS. Let's start figuring out how to very strategically position someone in the marketplace from that place of value and service.
Oh my gosh. I love, and of course this is all in your book. So I love this idea that you bring up about tapping into your strength. And as we know in positive psychology, right, it's all about strength finding. And really, if you utilize your strength, then you're going to, you know, show up in the world in a very different way. And I love that you think about, how are you valuable? Like, what value do you bring this world, or what value can you bring an organization or a company or anyone for that matter? And I just really like like your wording too, and this impact, like what impact are you going to have on this world? And that kind of ties in with this idea of, you know, meaning and purpose and impact that, you know, how, and I like that you pull it all together and you help your clients figure that out, because, you know, there's one thing to just think, oh, that'd be a cool job, versus I am so passionate about this. I am good at this. I have so much value to bring. I have, you know, I can make an impact on that, you know, that whatever that is for you. So it's so beautiful how you bring it down to that level of really, it's individual. And you've done this too in your book. And I believe it's in that prepare part of your book as well, how you prepare yourself for that. So tell me more about that.
Especially for mid-career professionals, they're juggling a lot. So in addition to all of the work responsibilities that they have, and can we just pause for a minute and acknowledge that the last 18 to 20 months have been a real doozy, right? For those of us that were able to work remotely and work from home, there was a lot of adjustment, especially for mid-career professionals who were parents or guardians of smaller children, and they were having to deal with remote learning for school and juggling all of their work schedules. And now you didn't have an office to go to. You had a living room, a dining room, maybe you had a home office, but there was a lot of chaos that was going on at home as well. And so what it did is, I like to say, it really kind of took us off the hamster wheel in some ways. The rat race of rushing to get to the office and client meetings and work travels and late nights and all those things, and got replaced a little bit with some really good think time about figuring out, what do I want to do for the rest of my career? And in that preparation phase that we go through, it really is that owning where you are, that self-assessment piece to simply say, how happy am I doing what I'm doing right now? And if I wanted to do something else, what might make me a little happier? What might increase my job satisfaction a little bit? Maybe it's looking at a lateral move within your company. Maybe it's leveraging your talents and expertise and taking them elsewhere. Maybe it's about having an intentional conversation with your boss, your supervisor, about whatever is next for you. Or maybe it's just acknowledging that you don't like where you work, you don't like who you work for, you don't like the work that you're doing. And so the question then becomes, do I want to stay in the same industry doing the same work somewhere else? Or do I want to take my skills and transfer them over to somewhere else? That all has to happen in the preparation phase before we can get to, how do I strategically position myself to helping me be far more marketable when I go to apply for that next job?
Oh, and you raised something so amazing that we should bring to everyone's attention. Your target audience is that mid-career. And I really do love that idea that you're bringing up. Like, we might feel like, you know, we have responsibilities. Like, maybe we have a great paying job already. Maybe, you know, we have to keep the children and, you know, keep the job, sorry, so we can, like, you know, manage the children. We
have not to getting keep rid the of children. The
children. And all that. So, like, that's really challenging, right? So I love that you specify, and is that who you wrote the book for? Is that definitely who you've written the book for, right? The mid-career is like, how does someone, what would the conversation look like that you might have with some of your clients, or, and I know you talk about it in your book as well, when they're on the fence, you know, whether or not, do they make a transition? Do they not? Like, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people have felt that way.
Right. And you and I certainly spend a lot of time honing in on that ideal reader or the avatar for, not only is it a mid-career professional, but even drilling down a little bit further. Because one of the things I talk about in the book is that mid-career is a term, but it can also be a very broad definition. It could mean 10 years since graduation. It might mean that middle third of your career. It might mean somebody who self-identifies as mid-career because they have accelerated their career in a way where they find themselves playing a little bit more with those mid-career professionals, even though they might just be a little bit younger. But demographically, typically, we're talking about somebody in their mid to late 30s to their mid 40s, somewhere in there. And when we have that conversation, when I'm working with a client one-on-one and we have that conversation about intaking or assessing all of the things that are good or bad in the job, this is one of the things we ended up putting into the book, which was, let's take some time to do a pro and con list. So let's look at the job that you have and let's list out all of the things that you really like about it, the pros, all of the things that you don't like about it, all of the cons, and we're going to put them into a table. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take each item and we're going to score it. And we're going to score it from 1 to 5, where 5 is, I absolutely enjoy that or I need that. So maybe one of the pros might be you have a really good salary. Or maybe it's you do work that is very challenging or motivating for you. Once we start generating that list, then we have to go back and start scoring it. Not everything can be a 5. Not everything is a 1. So we get really clear about like, what's a 5, what's a 4, what's a 3, and so on. And we put that in because even though it isn't scientific, it gives the client some objectivity to look at the conversation and look at what they have down on paper or in their Excel sheet and go, here are the things I really like about my job and I don't. And when we tally up both of those columns, all it does is give them something to think about. It doesn't necessarily dictate a decision, but it gives them things for consideration, especially when they're thinking, do I want to go through the whole process of applying, looking for jobs, applying for jobs, networking, interviewing? All of that can be very, very overwhelming for people in general, but especially for the people I work with, they just haven't done it in a while. And so the book or working with me one-on-one gives them that opportunity to get rid of some of the overwhelm, be very strategic, very tactical to help them figure out whatever is next.
Oh, it's so great. And it's so funny because the spreadsheet, your Excel spreadsheet made it in.
It did. Yeah. It did. Right. And then what we were also able to do, we talked about this, but you can go to my website at johnnerrell.com. And right there on the homepage, you can download some free resources. One of those is the pro-con list. Okay. And you will get the template and an example so you can see exactly what that is. So for anybody listening, I know we'll have it in the show notes. We can just go to johnnerrell.com and download that.
Amazing. Okay, so tell me what your favorite part of your book is. Like, what are you most proud of in this book?
Oh, that's so hard.
I know, it's so good. The whole thing's good.
That is so hard. And it's such a really good question. So there's a couple of things, right? So I'm going to be a bad guest. I'm going to say 2 things, right? So there's such phenomenal resources in the book about resume and LinkedIn. And I'm very grateful. There were 2 people who I work closely with. I am honored and blessed to have them in my network. Portia Parkin Griffin, who is the CEO of Fly High Coaching, who is a phenomenal resume expert and career coach. She put her lens on those things about the resume. Rhonda Scher, S-H-E-R, she is known as the LinkedIn diva. Her knowledge of LinkedIn and how to connect, the tips that are in the book that we were able to create are so game-changing for anybody who is unsure about what to do with their resume or what to do with the LinkedIn. I often say, once we get those things down, we can play. Like literally, if you went to my book and you looked at the tips that I have in there for navigating LinkedIn and optimizing your profile, you could do those things in about less than an hour, in all honesty. You knock through them. You can do them in less than an hour and have tools, tips, and strategies to help you navigate and play on LinkedIn better than you are ever doing right now. So that's one thing.
Yeah. And I love how they're actionable. You have so many, yes, like you draw on the resources of experts in their field, including yourself. But I love how you make it so that it's actually actionable. So someone could open your book and they'll be able to go on and right away, you know, fix up their LinkedIn and like, you know, and create, mm-hmm, you know, and have all the suggestions and the tips, and they're very actionable nuggets that they can take away, which is great.
Well, and that's the piece, right? Because when we take action on something, we feel accomplished. And when we do the work around those things, and when we prepare and we position, we get to really what is my favorite part in the book, which is about promoting. It's about promoting who you are and what you do. And to help the reader or to help my clients figure out how they tell their story. They tell their story from a place of value and service. It's about, how can I help you?
I love it.
You go into an interview, nobody wants to hear how great you are. What they want to hear is, how are you going to help them? And so often, and I made this mistake years ago as well when I was interviewing at places, but candidates often get stuck in their head about how they need the job. And while that may be true, it creates a lot of needy and graspy kind of energy. But when I'm sitting down with someone, or rather when you're sitting down with someone for an interview, and you come from this place of value and service, you start saying things like, here's how I can help you. In my experience, what I've done that you may find valuable is...
Oh, I love that.
And now the conversation shifts from you being interesting to someone being interested in who you are and what you do. And when we get someone interested in us, you know this, the dynamic of the relationship changes. When we can change that dynamic in an interview where we're promoting ourselves and telling our story, the interview takes a very different turn. And for my clients who have been able to level up and have been successful and gotten to those final interviews and everything, they all come back and they say, the difference was in how I told my story, in how I showed up, and in how I came from this place of value and service, that honestly, a lot of times people will say, we hadn't heard that before.
Oh, that's so great. I love that section of your book as well. And it almost reminds me of even if someone's not looking like transitioning their career, that can apply to so many things too, right? Like even in sales or even like, you know, anywhere. It's like, if you are coming from a place of value and service, it really does change the dynamic versus someone trying to sell something to you. It's really that nice relationship piece too. And I love that you have it. Okay. So you talk about prepare, position, and promote. Can you talk a tiny bit without, obviously there's so much in your book. I love how you sectioned off your and show up is the final section. Mm-hmm. I love how you have all those sections. And can you tell us a little nugget about each one of those?
Absolutely. So preparing is about getting you ready for the mindset about going into the career transition. It's about exploring your attitudes and your strengths so that you are ready to deal with the mental and the physical energy of going through the job search. The positioning part is about getting all your stuff in order. If you don't know where your resume is, it's time to find it. You haven't updated your LinkedIn profile in a while. We've got some tips in the book that are going to be great to help you with that, right? But to position yourself very strategically from this place of value and service. Once we get to the positioning phase, you're pretty clear about the kind of jobs, the kind of companies, the kind of culture that you want to work in, work with, and work for. The promoting phase is all about how you network and interview, how you connect, how you tell your story. And the showing up piece, I always say this, Andrea, right? How we show up matters. And in the first book that I wrote called Show Up, Six Strategies to Lead a More Energetic and Impactful Career, I took those same six strategies and updated them through the lens of the pandemic, what we have learned from it, where some of our challenges are, and how honing in on these six specific strategies are going to help you make that career transition as you build your GPS that much better.
Oh, amazing. And I love the simplicity of those, you know, prepare, position, promote, and show up. And it's just, it's such a pleasure to read this book and to be a part of it and to work with you on it. And it is such a wonderful tool and resource. And it's actually a toolkit, right? It's valuable. It's practical strategies to help people navigate any situation or even conversation and interviews and things like that. So it's beyond just, you know, should I change my career? It's like, here is looking at the whole thing, what value you bring, how to prepare yourself, how to position yourself and promote yourself, right? When you're trying to, you know, to get into different companies or even in your own company that you're in already, right? And how to, even if you want to shift or move. And then finally, how to show up, right? Because how we show up matters. I love all those categories. So for the listener, is there anything else that you wanted to share?
I do. This book would not have gotten to where it is had I not hired you and I'd not hired you to be my book coach. And when I wrote Show Up, I didn't have a book coach for that one because I felt like I didn't need it. And huge shout out to our friend, Mike Jensen, who was kind enough to connect us and make this introduction for us. But this entire process has been so different because you were the critical friend. You weren't, obviously you're invested, but you weren't as intimately close to the content as I am. So when things didn't sound clear, when things didn't sound right, you were able to go ahead and lean in on that a little bit and just simply like, tell me a little more about that. What were you thinking? The whole process of working with you was just grand. Like I just cannot thank you enough. And we learned a lot of things along the way. And I would be remiss in addition to thanking you, but I had a phenomenal editorial board that I remember we talked about this and I met with my editorial board in February and it was seven people, six experts, including my editor, and they had read the book and they came together to give me feedback, suggestions, insight. And I can't thank them enough because they were so instrumental in helping take this book. Like it literally went from like the middle lane to the fast lane once we had that kind of feedback and everything. But I remember coming to you after that meeting and I said, I'm so grateful for all the feedback. Now I have to figure out what to do with it. And we were meeting and you said to me, you know exactly what to do with it because you're so clear on who the book is for. You helped me put so much care and attention into this book that my wish is that for anybody who picks it up and reads it, that not only will they sense that, but it will help them in some way just to help them navigate toward whatever's next on their career journey. So couldn't have done it without you. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, John. But at the same time, I always say with my clients, I'm just there. I always joke that I'm squeezing the brains out of my clients. Like I'm literally just squeezing it out and capturing it as we create and work together towards the birth of their book. So thank you so for that acknowledgement. I do appreciate it. And so the book, as of by the time this goes live, your book is available and it's actually, it hasn't even been released while we're recording this and it's already in, what did you say? It's number six in the new hot new release.
Yeah. Number six in job hunting in new releases pardon me, on Kindle. So yeah, it's really exciting that it's gotten this kind of traction already.
And that's,
and it's not even officially out there yet. Yeah.
Yay. That's so exciting. So, okay. So of course, if you're going to want to grab a copy of this book, but I always do when I have my special authors on the show, I do book giveaways. So if you do take a screenshot of this episode and share it to your story or your social media and tag me in it, I will, you know, you're entering yourself into a draw to win. I'm going to give away 4 copies of John's book. And I hope that you do that. Take some screenshots, share it to your story, tag me in it. Of course, all the links are in the show notes as well, how to find us on social. And I'm so excited for you to hop out there and get your mid-career GPS, 4 steps to figuring out what's next, and support our wonderful author, John Norell. And you can also write a review for him. That really helps. Reviews actually help because it tells other people why the book is so fantastic, and it helps others find the support that John has to offer. So where can people find you, John? I know they're going to want to reach out to you too, if they want to do one-on-one coaching as well. And you have all kinds of exciting things coming up. So please share.
Thanks, Andrea. So best thing to do is go to my website, johnnerall.com, J-O-H-N-N-E-R-A-L. Right there on the homepage is a download. You're going to get some free resources for your mid-career GPS that includes all of the reflection and journal questions, the job search tracker, and the pro-con list. So just go to johnnerall.com. You're going to input your name and your email address. You'll get that right away. But definitely connect with me on LinkedIn. You are welcome to join my private Facebook group called Your Mid-Career GPS. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at John Norell Coaching. And then certainly continue to listen to the Mid-Career GPS podcast wherever you listen as well.
Yay.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, John. It's always a pleasure.
Andrea, likewise. And I'm so grateful for you. Keep up the wonderful work. Thank you.
If you like this podcast, it's like personal training for your mind, you've got to come over to my website at andreasydell.com, where I take all these books and I hide them in this big, massive vault. There's hundreds and hundreds of books in there for you to learn and discover and grow from. So I really encourage you to head on over to my website so you can gain access to this vault. They're just waiting for you to read. Also, if you've been thinking about writing a book, or you know, you've lacked the time, maybe the focus and the know-how to get it done, or you've been wanting to publish your own work, well, look no further. Spend no more time wasting trying to figure it all out, because I'm your girl. I am a book doula. I actually help people painlessly give birth to their books through book birthing. So let's turn that dream into achievement through birthing your own book, because books change lives. So head on over to my website to find out more about that as well. Be sure to subscribe here so that you get the latest episode. And of course, share this with your friends. Write a review, because it really helps grow the show. And finally, I just want to thank you so much for joining me, not only today, but also week after week. I'm just so grateful that I get to show up and read all these books and share the learning experience with you. So until next week, I'm sending hugs.